Coast Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's special Spring Seller Update edition, that is, of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. If you're listening live, today is March 2nd, 2017, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 449. On today's show, we'll talk with eBay team members about the initiatives contained in the 2017 Spring Seller Update, which was announced 2 days ago on Tuesday. And then they'll stay on to answer your questions that you may have. You can phone them in at 888-723-4630.
And hello, Griff.
Hi.
Happy Spring Seller Update to you.
Same to you.
We have Ryan Woodward on with us, if you want to introduce him.
I would, because one key area addressed in the Spring Seller Update concerns seller performance standards. And here now, as Lee said, to discuss those new initiatives is Ryan Woodward, eBay Senior Manager of Seller Trust. Ryan is a carrier scan within stated handling time required to meet the 95% valid tracking requirement for top-rated seller status.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Thanks so much for letting me be on today. So to answer your question, is a carrier scan required?
Right.
So to answer that question, to be top-rated seller status, a carrier scan is not required within the stated handle time to receive the top-rated seller status. What is required within that 95% threshold is that the seller uploads the tracking within their stated handle time. The validation or the scan of that tracking number can be done at any time after or any time during that transaction. So it can be an acceptance scan or it can be as far up to be as the delivery scan.
So when will the 95% valid tracking requirement be used to evaluate seller status exactly?
Fantastic question, Lee. You're going to start leveraging or using that 95% threshold during our June 20th seller evaluation cycle.
All right, so what that means,
we're a few months out. So what that means is that on the June 20th evaluation, the seller status will potentially change if that seller is not meeting that 95% valid tracking requirement. But one thing we wanted to call out also is that during or on the seller dashboard, we actually have a preview or a projected seller status. So on the May 20th evaluation, if a seller wants to see if they're getting or heading or trending towards that 95% on the June 20th evaluation, we will actually notify them a 20th evaluation and projected seller status.
So, Ryan, what is the difference? And I know there's been some confusion here, and it's not recent. It's been going on for a while with some sellers between what we call valid tracking upload and the on-time shipping requirements that you need to achieve top-rated seller status. They're two different metrics. Can you explain the difference?
Yes, and thanks for calling it out, Griff. They are two very, very distinct metrics. And so thank you for asking that question. So let me address the first one. So the valid tracking upload. This is something all buyers require or expect to have valid tracking uploaded in eBay so they can see and understand where their tracking is. And that's what we're asking sellers to do 95% of the time within their stated handle time. The second piece actually goes into play is that not only do sellers want to understand that their item is on the way, but they also want to have it be received in the estimated delivery time that's shown on the listing. So the on-time shipping requirement is looking at that second part. So it's looking to make sure that the package or the item is delivered within the estimated deliver time on the listing. So there's a couple of different ways that eBay looks at the on-time shipping requirement, and really is to give the sellers as much advantage in this situation as possible. So there are three things, and I think this is where some of the confusion takes place. We recognize also that as soon as the seller gives their item to their carrier, that they don't have any more interaction with that item, and it's really dependent on the carrier to deliver that item for them. So for the on-time shipping, we will give sellers credit for an on-time delivery if they are able to, one, upload tracking and have an acceptance scan within their stated handle time. They will automatically get credit for doing everything they need to do to make sure that item is received on time. The second thing that we look at is that we look at information that we receive from the carriers to when the item was actually delivered. So we actually look at a delivery scan. If that delivery scan comes back and it's on or before the estimated delivery day, that seller gets credit for delivering that item on time. The last option that we look at is we actually ask the buyer the question, if we do not receive an acceptance scan, if we do not receive a delivery scan, we then ask a question to the seller, to the buyer, asking them if that package was delivered within the estimated delivery time. And obviously, if the seller, the buyer says yes, the seller gets the credit. If the buyer says no, then we take that as there was a miss on that particular item. If we do not, if we ask that question to the buyer and we get no response back, we give credit to the seller saying that was on-time delivery as well. So those are the other distinctions.
So I think it's important here to point out that, because the part of the confusion I see sometimes is that sellers believing that an acceptance scan is required in order to meet this metric. But it's one of the options for meeting a metric. So you can meet one of those three options and it's fine.
Okay.
Exactly right, Griff.
All right. So, hard question here.
Yeah.
Why should sellers try to continue to strive for top-rated plus status if eBay's taking away half the final value fee discount?
You know, Lee, that's a good question. That's a question we've actually heard quite a bit since this announcement. The truth of the matter is that having a top-rated plus status still provides a great many benefits to the sellers.
Including a 10% discount.
You're exactly right, Griff. You're exactly right. So they get the 10% discount. They still continue to receive the badge on their on the listings that qualify for the badge. They get, because of their performance, they get preferential treatment in some of our best match and search options. So all of these really truly are benefits to our sellers, and it's still something they should strive for because it does definitely benefit and impact them.
I think it's also important to point out that if you're meeting the service requirements for top-rated seller, then you're meeting the service requirements that we know buyers expect as retail standards when shopping online. So if your goal is to make sales and make your buyers happy, following or meeting those service levels is not pleasing eBay. I think there's a big misunderstanding. I'm sure you see this as too, Ryan, that somehow we're doing this so you make eBay happy. No. You do this to make your buyers happy, and then happy buyers shop on eBay, and we all benefit, eBay and sellers.
Agree, Griff. I think that's a great call out in the fact that, yes, the expectation of buyers, especially in the e-commerce space, is definitely increasing. And these are things that we're doing to drive buyers to our site, to our marketplace, as well as helping guide sellers in what they need to do to meet those expectations to continue to grow their customer base and drive their sales.
So given this new these new announcements, do you have tips, Ryan? Now, Lee, the reason why it's important to ask Ryan this question is if there's one person in this company who understands the standards, processes, and the policies from A to Z and beyond, it's Ryan. He's my go-to guy. So I'm assuming, Ryan, you may have some tips for our listeners on how to meet these new challenges and actually keep succeeding.
Most definitely, Griff. Thank you. And I think the call out that I always give sellers, anytime I have an opportunity to talk to sellers, the one piece of advice I always give them is please, please go to your seller dashboard and visit it often. The seller dashboard will contain all the information that you will need to understand what your performance is in relation to eBay's standards and requirements across below standard status, across above standard status, and even up to top rated status. This information is updated on a daily basis. And so the more familiar a seller becomes with their dashboard and also with the reports contained in the dashboard, it can help them better understand their eBay business and areas of opportunity where they can improve. It will also show areas where they're excelling and then you continue on that same path. So any tip that I give a seller is please become intimately involved in understanding with your seller dashboard.
So I'm looking back over my notes since you've been sitting here with us, and I just want to go over a couple of things again before we take our break. So the 95% tracking requirement is going to first take place with your June 20th evaluation, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But they should start looking now, is what you're saying. Go up and check your seller dashboard.
I would recommend that sellers, as often as possible, if daily possible, if at least once a week, so they're definitely aware of what their seller status performance is.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know a lot of sellers do not need that prompting. They actually do
like every day, like OCD.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's good to know where you stand at all times. So, and then there's some sellers that I talk to, Ryan, and luckily I think they're in the minority, the slim minority, who say, seller dashboard, what's that?
Every now and then we do run into somebody.
We do run into that, yeah.
Definitely.
Every now and then.
So,
that's for sure.
Ryan, any sneak peeks into what's next after this? I'm always trying to get, you know.
She wants to force the kimono open. Right.
You know, I don't have any advanced topics to give you right now, Lee. I apologize. But like I said, I think the key message on any of this is with these new changes, let's make sure that, again, we're delighting our customers and making sure that eBay is the greatest place to shop.
And sell.
And we're going to be talking later on in the show, too, about those pesky ads that are going away.
So, Ryan, can you stay with us for another segment to answer questions?
Yeah.
Great. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Ryan, you can ask him a question at 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 17th. That means it's time for the selling of the green. So list all things green, as well as items with shamrocks or leprechauns, Irish crystal, and anything beer related. Create a St. Patrick's Day collection to drive traffic to those listings. Use Promotions Manager to set up an order discount for purchases of a certain dollar amount or quantity. Or create a codeless coupon to send to buyers between now and St. Patrick's Day. Tell them they got the luck of the Irish and an automatic discount on their next purchase. Finally, send a store newsletter promoting all of the above. Erin Gobrah.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Joining us from Salt Lake City, he's staying on with us, is Ryan Woodward. He's the senior manager for Seller Trust and a trusted colleague and wonderful guy all around. And he's the person who manages and does all the work behind the seller performance standards. He's here now to answer your questions. So this is a great opportunity specifically about seller standards in the spring seller update. You can call us at 888-723-4630 to ask that question.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're live on the air, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the submit button. Ryan, we have a brand new eBay seller on the chat board.
Ooh, yay.
And I'd like to read you,
okay,
I'd like to read you that seller's comment, and you have an opportunity here, a brand new seller, to tell them whatever you want to say about eBay. Okay?
Fantastic.
So,
great.
This is from Monet, from sunny San Diego. Good morning. I am so excited to be able to listen live today for the first time. I've been a new eBay seller as of the past month, and I've been listening to your old shows in the car all day. Thank you for the amazing tips and entertainment. I have to tell you, I made my best sale last night after a month, a book that I had purchased for 50 cents, and it auctioned for $87.99.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, exclamation point. Can't wait to keep learning and appreciate all of your help. Thank you sincerely, Monet. What do you have to say to Monet, Ryan, brand new eBay seller?
First of all, Monet, congratulations. That is an amazing sale. And also, welcome to the eBay community and family. We're excited to have you here. Probably the one thing that if I have the opportunity to talk to new sellers, the biggest piece that I talk to them about is the importance of having clear and crisp information in your listing. As you establish your listing, that is the one place that your buyers come to gather all the information about not only the item that you're selling, but also about the services that you're getting ready to provide. In your listings, you're able to, like I said, take numerous pictures, identify any of the details of your item that you have, but you also have the opportunity to start to set the expectation that the buyer will then place on your performance. You have the opportunity to say you have a handle time of 1 to 10 days, which is an indication of how long it takes you as a seller to get your item packaged and to a carrier for shipment, as well as identifying any and all carrier costs or shipping related costs. The key piece with making sure that you are able to articulate very clearly in your listing the description of your item as well as your service expectation is because that is what our buyers experience, and that's how they will grade how well of a seller you're doing on the site. So, again, my advice is please make sure that your items or that your listings are clear, they're concise, they provide relevant details as far as what is describing your item, as well as clearly identifying the servicing or how you will be working with or shipping that item. But great job. Keep selling on eBay.
You forgot the most important thing.
What's that?
Keep listening to eBay Radio twice a week.
Oh, that's our job.
Okay.
Ryan, I had a question.
Ahead.
Listen to this call. And you can call in if you have a question for Ryan at 888-723-4630. Yesterday, there were a few questions that came up, and I think there's some confusion around this, about the below standard messaging that in the seller update and the 4%. Additional fee, which is one thing, but I think what people were asking is if I should fall below standard, you know, has everything come to a halt or does it end? And I know that recently we made some changes to how we manage the listings of sellers who have fallen below standard and those sellers. Can you provide a little insight to that?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of questions in there, Griff, so let me just make sure I capture the three components I'm talking about. So the first one is let's kind of talk about what below standard means, what it is.
Sure.
The second piece is the most recent announcements or our last announcements with regards to how we're treating sellers who fall below standard and the opportunity we have or giving them to improve. And then lastly, kind of a highlight of the announcement with the increase in the fees that are being assessed those below standards. Did I capture all those correctly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the first part, the below standard status. So obviously, as a marketplace, eBay sets specific standards or expectations for our sellers to meet. And the primary purpose of that is to make sure that eBay is viewed by all buyers as a safe, trusted place to transact and to meet sellers. So when a seller falls into our below standard status, what that means that in some area of their transaction, they are not meeting the buyer's expectations. And so, again, on our seller dashboard, we have the different areas that we're talking about from where a seller cannot meet a buyer's expectation. We're talking about if a buyer selects an item and they purchase it, and then for some reason the seller no longer has that item to sell, that would count against the seller. And then if a buyer has a question and they don't get a response from the seller, that'll count against the seller as not meeting that buyer's expectation. So these things that we're talking about are really best practices for business in general. If you're listing it, make sure you have it to sell. If a buyer has a question or concern around the item that they've received, make sure you respond back to them. And those are the two things that we really monitor and watch. And if you're not responding quickly enough, then that will count against you as a seller and has the potential to put you to below standard status.
And what we specifically mean is if a buyer is having a problem and you're not willing to resolve it.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So if I fall below standard, heaven forfend, it should never happen, but if I should fall below standard, what happens at that point? Do I immediately get kicked off eBay, or do I have a grace period?
We introduced a grace period late last year. And so what this means, Griff, is the fact that we recognize sellers as they're either newly coming on board or something happens in the business, there's a potential that sellers will fall below standard. So what we want to do and what we have done is we're actually giving sellers a grace period. We're giving them 90 days once they've fallen below standard to improve their status enough that they can actually graduate from below standard and go back to our above standard or even top rated statuses. Within this 90-day period on the seller dashboard, we provide them specific information that says, this is the reason why you fell below standard. And here is some coaching information on things you can improve to help you graduate or come out of below standard more quickly. So those are the opportunities. We're helping to give every seller the opportunity to learn and improve so they can continue to sell on eBay.
Would this be a good time to stick in a telephone call?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. CJ Jacinto's on the line. Top-rated seller extraordinaire, teaches other people how to do it. San Clemente, California, known on eBay as XOXMAS. CJ, what's your question or comment?
Well, Lee, I wish I was still a top-rated seller, but I lost it because my shipments were late and rose above the 4% level. And when I went to my seller hub and downloaded all the information to figure out what I should do, I discovered they were all first-class parcels that arrived late, that 90% of them I shipped on time, but they arrived late. My question is, should I change it to a two-day handling time so that it won't look like they arrived late? Or how can I get them to arrive on time? I'm in what's considered a rural community, so it doesn't go directly from my post office to a main hub. It usually stops three places before it gets out of the Southern California area.
Perfect. CJ, great question. Let me restate what I heard you say and make sure I've got it clear. So you were formerly top-rated status, and you fell out of top-rated status due to the on-time shipping.
Correct.
And that the ship where you've been sending your items has been first-class mail. I'm assuming, is that USPS?
Yes, USPS first-class parcel.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And so your question is, do I need to change my handle time, or what do I need to do to make sure that I continue to get this on-time shipping metric correct? Is that right?
Yes. I'm making the label the same day that they're paying, but it's arriving late.
So we have one more minute. Excuse me, we have 60 seconds left in this segment.
Yeah. Okay. So I would ask this if I could. So CJ, are you getting an acceptance scan? Are they picking up at your location? Are you dropping off?
They're picking up, but no, they don't give me an acceptance scan. And my area is notorious for not scanning first time.
So I know the answer. So what you need to do is email me, and I will send this off with your zip code of your local post office and the name, if possible, the station name.
Okay.
And then I'll send it to Nate Hayward. He talks to the USPS liaison we have, and they directly contact that post office and say, you're not scanning items. That's a USPS requirement. You got to start doing it. So email the information to me, and I'll make sure it gets taken care of.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, CJ.
And Ryan, we'll get her back up to ETRS in no time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Ryan, thank you so much.
Yes, it's always great
for
to talk to you,
joining us today. Come back anytime. You know, you don't have to be invited.
Although we will invite
that,
you.
Consider this an open invitation.
I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks for everything. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Woodward, and he's the senior manager for Seller Trust and the guy who knows everything about seller
everything.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, we're going to talk more about the 2017 Spring Seller Update with a few folks who are really in the know. Stay tuned to figure out who they are here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing MAPS, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's MAPS. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with MAPS.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you, so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.